You were responsible for the deaths of David Palmer, Tony Almeida, and Michelle Desler. They were friends of mine.
That's the way it works.
Jack, Logan doesn't confess. How far are you actually willing to go?
As far as I have to.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this special edition of 24 Under Review. This is going to be a recording of the live podcast we had yesterday, November 10th. It was at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, and we had about 10 people in the chat room, and there were only two people that were actually dialed in and talking, one including me. And we hope that next time on November 24th we can have more people on chat and dialed in, so please join in if you have a chance, and we will just play the recording, which has had the silences edited out. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the first 24 Interview Talk Show. If you are using a computer on Skype, please turn off the speakers, or not turn off the speakers. Please just plug in a headphone jack so that we don't get a the echoes when you talk. Also, if you're using a cell phone and you have speakerphone on, please turn speakerphone off when you are unmuted. Our first topic will be the 24 trailer that came out just under a month ago. If you have any thoughts about that, please just hit the button at the top, that little bubble with the plus sign, and that'll tell me that you want to talk, and I can unmute you. Anyone, if you have not dialed in, you can just type it up in the comment area, and I'll say it so that people that have just called in and not using the client can hear what you have to say about it. Okay, I guess not. I know that it was either Leland or Julian that had something to say.
No, I'm hearing a lot of echo coming from a lot of things.
Well, that's odd. I only have, I'm using Skype, and I have headphones plugged in. I'm using the recording mic, so that's a little bit weird. Does anyone else have that problem?
I'm not. I just plugged my headphones into the computer, and that's it.
Yeah, it did seem to just fade away. I didn't hear anyone when you just talked.
Everyone else seems to be hearing double.
Well, that's odd.
Stop now.
Okay, that's good.
It must be Leyland, since he's not dialed in anymore, and now everything stopped. Maybe his speakers were on while he was talking on the mic.
That definitely could be. If that pops up again, please type it so we can see what the problem is, but I don't seem to be hearing it right now. So we'll get on with it. Do you watch 24?
Not as much as I used to. I'm trying to get it on DVD. I think I'm going to look on BitTorrent later on and try to get them all.
Yeah,
it was a weird concept, though, like when it first started, you know, like one episode is 1 hour and your entire season is 24 episodes, which is 24 hours, so it equals one day. It equals like 6 months in real time. It's like weird, just like, oh, if there's only 1 hour, why can't I just watch all 24 hours right now? It's like, oh, I want to know what happens. It's like a cliffhanger all the time.
Yeah. If you look at their plans, the 24 crew had planned only to do the first 13 hours, obviously expecting it was not going to be a big hit, but it was such a hit they continued on, and look where we are, starting season 6 in just over 2 months here. So gone a long way from not even thinking they'd finish the season to being on the sixth season.
Looking on Wikipedia right now, seeing if I can find any other information that people... No, huh. 24 season 6, this article or section contains information about a scheduled future television show. Future television show? What
the... Yeah, if you... I know that the Wikipedia amazingly has a ton of information, especially about season 6. It has basically all the plots that have been released, all the characters that have been released, and they also have a summary of all the rest of the seasons and quite a bit of information on basically all 24.
Spoiler.
Oh, yeah. I almost got pulled into those. I was 24 boards. On 24 boards, a little spoiler section. Almost tried to go in there a few times, but then I'd click on it and just quit really quick before I could see anything. And then I actually went on there after all of season 5, and half the spoilers had proved to be wrong. I'm seeing that Fox released one that said Martha Logan had killed President Logan, and then she committed suicide, so I'm sure that threw whoever found that one off. And then also I'm seeing JS scripters saying that they should lump them all into one big movie, and they actually do have plans for that. They actually are going to, supposedly they wrote it this year, they're going to film it next summer of 2007 and release it in 2008, so quite a long way away. But when it comes, it should be quite good.
It's a planned feature film that is expected to be released between season 7 and 8 in the summer of 2008.
And
it will begin in London in May 2007. Filming will also take place in Prague and Morocco. The film was initially announced on June 2006. The interview with Charlton Times, Sutherland confessed, any time the production team got really close to having a great idea for having a film, we needed it for episode 18. So there it went.
Yeah, I was seeing that too. The one thing that has worried me, and I've heard on a few other podcasts, 24 podcasts, about the travel. I mean, are they really going to make it a 24-hour-long movie, or are they going to condense it? And even if they do condense it, I'm sure they would have to edit out quite a few of the big scenes, because you watch 24 nowadays and every single hour has so many things that are basically the base of the next episode and episodes to come. So I don't know how they'd work around that, but I'm sure they'd find a way, being the great producers they are over there at 24.
Gotta have good scriptwriters. Good scriptwriters. Or just come up with, or just take some of your existing ideas and just use them specifically for the movie, and just work on new ideas for the seasons. Or just sort of work it in, so like between 7 and 8, so like at the end of season 7, here comes the movie, and have it sort of like the movie will be sort of like the filler between 7 and 8, so what happens in the movie will sort of lead into season 8, like this is what happened between seasons sort of thing.
Well, yeah, I would think that would be what they do. If you have ever played 24 the game, that is actually the filler between season 2 and season 3. So I think it would kind of be something like that. It's a pretty good idea as long as they execute it correctly. Like, if they totally screwed it up and then something totally weird happens at the end of season 8 or the end of season 7, and then it doesn't carry over to the movie, and everyone's wondering what happens, I would think it would be kind of disappointing and just a little, example is, like, Apple products, people expect so much out of any given event. So, like, WWDC, people expect so much out of it, and when they get a ton of stuff but not what they wanted, everyone gets angry. So I think they could experience that with 24 the movie, where people wanted more than they actually got, even though they got a ton of stuff. It's a little bit weird. Also, I did notice that they would have to, well, not just notice, but they'd have to have basically the end of season 7 scripted out right now so that it would carry over into the movie. Because supposedly the movie is already basically done being written. They just have to film it and release it. So I don't know how they'll work around with that. But just like I said, being 24, I'm sure they'll figure something out.
Might have to change some of the scripts for season 8 just to make it work.
Well, yeah. Also that, seeing that at the end of the movie, which I'm sure obviously will be released in the summer of 08, we'll have kind of a, it'll be like a super long trailer to season 8 with, I'm sure, many more clues than you get from this 3-minute trailer that came out 3 weeks ago. So anyone who's not called in, please feel free to call in. The number is 724-444-7444. And our talk cast ID is 4541. Okay. Have any of you actually watched the 24 trailer that was released back in the end of September?
No, I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, you can just go to 24trailer.com. It is pretty, it has a few clues in it. It really is weird because it just shows them Chinese consulate bringing Bao off a plane, which, I don't know, they seemed pretty mad when they got him. So just releasing is a little bit odd. I was also going to try to put some of the audio from the trailer in the next Mid-Hiatus podcast, number 6, which will be coming out on probably this Tuesday or just on November 14th, which is 2 months prior to the season premiere. So just put out that just as like a little marker. And we do have a few new characters, so those can be found on Wikipedia, which is our source for all the podcasts. So, and also, if you are a listener of 24 Real Time, which hasn't had a he did not finish off the season, so I don't know if he got bogged down at work, but that was also one of the really good podcasts, and they are one of our basically affiliates through 24boards.com, which is a great forum where you can just go and talk about everything 24. And I would think that some of you probably came because you saw our little live podcast information on the site. So if you saw that there, then thanks. And also, if you use Mac OS X, you can download our widget from 24underreview.com. And amazingly, we have over 70 people using that widget right now, so that's a little shocker. I thought we'd have maybe 10 or 20, but obviously not. So, Julian, if you have anything to say, not even related to 24, that's fine. But if it's related to 24, that would be great.
And I just checked out the trailer. Whoa, that was cool.
Yeah, my internet is not amazingly fast while I was watching that because I was actually downloading something, and it would not let me pause the trailer without rerouting me to Fox's 24 site, so I found that a little bit annoying because it automatically starts, and you can't stop it without clicking on the stop button, which if you click anywhere on the page or anywhere on the movie, it will automatically bring you to Fox's 24 site, so that was a little bit annoying, but when I was done downloading the thing, it did work fine. But if you notice the bottom, it did say that there are a few hints, which I didn't see really any hints. I saw more of the action sequences, but I'm sure there are a few hints hidden in there, and some 24 fans will watch it a few hundred times and figure them out. Okay, it sounds like no one else has anything to say, so we'll be doing one of these again on the 24th, which is 2 weeks from today at the same time. It will have hopefully more people in it, and hopefully some of you will come back. Also, this will be on the usual 24 Under Review feed for the usual 24 podcast by tomorrow night so that all of our listeners can listen to it. So as I said earlier, if you haven't checked out our site, just go to 24underreview.com. And if you didn't notice or haven't been there since, we did update it. So it should provide a better user or a better experience for anyone visiting it. And that about wraps things up. So if anyone else has anything to say, now is the time. So I guess since Julian, you're the only one that's actually dialed in, if you have anything to say, just feel free to talk.
The only thing I got to say is I just can't wait till this next season comes out now. Now that I've seen the trailer now, I don't want to wait.
I thought definitely season 1 was amazing, and season 5 was pretty good. They set a pretty high standard for themselves, especially with season 1, but season 5 definitely came through. Like you said, much earlier, they leave every single episode with a cliffhanger, such as like when the Syntox gas went off at CTU, they stop it. So that always makes me want to go look at spoilers, but then I get a hold of reality and say, well, then next Monday when you're going to watch the episode, you won't really be surprised when anything happens, which I just have now come to be one of the most anti-spoiler persons you'll come across. And I actually didn't start watching 24 until midway through season 4, and since then I've gotten all of the 24 DVDs on Netflix, and I've actually bought all of season 1 on iTunes and downloaded the whole thing, and I've got half of season 5. So I think that iTunes is definitely offering a great service, so if you miss the show, you can just run over there, pay $2, and get the new episode within 24 hours, and they are actually almost the, not almost DVD quality, just about what your TV gets. It's a little bit small resolution, but it is definitely a great thing if you have missed the episode. I definitely do that when I miss the episodes. I don't know about you, but...
No, I'm done for now.
Okay, that wraps things up for today. So expect the Mid-Hiatus podcast out on this November 14th, which is precisely 2 months before the season is starting. And this podcast should be out on the 24 Review feed by tomorrow night. Thanks, everyone, for listening, especially Julian, who was the only one who was dialed in for the entire show. I know Leland tried, but evidently something was wrong with his phone, and he was disconnected or just stopped dialing in. If you aren't a subscriber to the podcast, please subscribe. Either on iTunes, just search 24 Under Review, or at 24underreview.com. And we do a podcast about every 3 weeks to a month over the hiatus. That just recaps all the plots, characters, and other information that Fox has released. And when we get into the actual 24th season, we will be having a podcast released by the Friday after each show. And really, once we get into that, I'll try to see if I can get it out maybe the Wednesday or Thursday after each show. That's about it, and thanks for listening.
You bet.
As we referred to in the podcast a few times, the 24 trailer is out, and you can find that at 24trailer.com. It is just a small, about 3-minute video that shows a few clips of next season and is basically what you'll get on the season 5 DVDs when they come out in about a month. Also, as we mentioned in the podcast, or the live podcast, we are going to have another one on November 24th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also, the 6th Mid-Hiatus podcast will be out by November 14th, which is exactly 2 months before the season premiere. Also, if you are a Mac OS X user, which we know that at least 70 of you are, because we see 70 of you guys retrieving the RSS feeds, and we have over 130 downloads on that widget, please be warned that we are not necessarily warned. This is a good thing, not a bad thing. We will be coming out with the 24 Under Review widget version 1.1 by this Wednesday, so that will include better functionality. And if you check out our site, there will be a few sneak peeks of the actual widget, not necessarily in action, it's just the background, but that basically tells you how it'll work. Lastly, please check out the new site, which has been updated in the past week. Also, don't be alarmed if you can't reach it. Usually you just hit refresh and it'll work fine, because one of two things. Firstly, sometimes when you go to 24underreview.com and hit enter, it won't take it the first time. It'll go to a blank page and just hit enter again and it'll work fine. And secondly, we are updating small parts of the site, so sometimes it'll go down for 5 or 10 seconds while it's updating, so that may be your problem. Please send us feedback at feedback@avscast.com. And that wraps things up, so enjoy the rest of your week.